couple of years ago, Rav Avram Nevensau, Rav Nevensau Shlita's grandson, put out a fascinating book. And it's letters, it's called Tshuva Me'ava, it's letters going back and forth between Rav Nevensau Shlita and Rav Chaim Kanievsky Shlita from about 50 years ago. And in one of the letters, Rav Nevensau begins to ask Rav Chaim Kanievsky about a Kabbalah topic from the Gemara in Yuma. And Rav Chaim Kanievsky responds, there were many different questions in the letter. They correspond almost in code. Like, Ayin Gemara Bava Basra, Daf Yudzayin Omar Rava, V'kosha Ladas Rava Ba'erechin Daf Tezvav. It's all in code. And he responds, Al Pi Mishnah Lamelech Miyushav, and they just understand each other in code. Anyhow, so that's what the letters are. And one place, Rav Nevensau begins to ask him in Kabbalah. Rav Chaim Kanievsky responds to him. He says to him, I'll say it in English, he says to him, I don't know why you're writing this to me. And the next letter back, Rav Nevensau responds back, could Rebbe tell me, by the way, Rav Chaim Kanievsky used to object, he used to say, I'm not your Rebbe, we're friends. I'm very uncomfortable. But he says he didn't listen to him. Rav Nevensau didn't listen to him. He said, kept on saying, Rebbe, could Rebbe tell me why what I said was wrong? Are you saying that I shouldn't be learning Kabbalah? Or is what I said, I'll pee Kabbalah, incorrect? To which Rav Chaim Kanievsky responded, it's neither. He said, I don't know anything about Kabbalah. I don't know why you're writing me in Kabbalah. So Rav Nevensau assumed he was saying that his pshat was wrong. Fascinating, fascinating letters that go back and forth. Rav Nevensau, when he was very young, it's clear, anybody who has the schluss of going to his study, if you have the schluss on the right side, right when you go in, you'll see that there are Zohars that are entirely worn, entirely worn. And I want to share with you a yisod that our great Rebbe said, that I think is such a powerful mussar as we go into Hanukkah. The title of tonight is The Pnimius of Hanukkah. Rav Nevensau asked and pointed out that when it comes to the Neros of Hanukkah, there the Gemara right off the bat says, Neros Hanukkah, the mitzvah is Nerishu Beso. V'amahadrin, Ner the Kol Echad V'echad. V'amahadrin, Min Amahadrin. So there are many halachas of Hidur, but there's no halacha of Hidur when it comes to the menorah itself. In fact, you'll be hard-pressed to find any halacha about what the menorah is supposed to look like at all. Why? Question number one. We'll come back to it. Question number two. Rameir Tversky Shlita pointed out a fascinating nuance in Hilchos Chanukah that is almost inconsistent with other rules in Torah. And that is that when it comes to the Shechina, the Gemara tells us that the Aron had to be 10 tefachim tall. When the Gemara discusses the height of the Aron. And the Gemara tells us why. Because the Shechina only comes up until 10 tefachim from the ground. It doesn't go lower than 10 tefachim. Yet, Rav Tversky pointed out, the halacha is that a menorah, some people don't know this halacha, the menorah is supposed to be lit between 3 and 10 tefachim from the ground. So when you're setting up your table for the menorah, it really should be 10 tefachim within the ground. The Shechina goes up until 10 tefachim. Why is it the menorah has to be toch asara tefachim, under 10 tefachim, between 3 tefachim and 10 tefachim? Question number two. Question number three that I'd like to add to what my Rabbeim developed, and that is that most Yom Tovim Durabanan Purim, Tisha B'Av as well, Tisha B'Av is partially Durabanan also, both of them have a minag of Isser Malacha. Yet Chanukah, there's no Isser Malacha, there's no prohibition, except when the candles are lit, but during the day, there's no Isser Malacha. And the Ber Eitev quotes Achronim, that you're supposed to go to work on Chanukah. You're supposed to go to work. So why is it that when it comes to Chanukah, Chanukah is different? Rav Nevensau Shlita pointed out that the Gemara in Avodah Zarah, and this is the linchpin, the Gemara in Avodah Zarah tells us, the Beferish Gemara, that on Chanukah, the menorah that the Chashmonaim used was a tattered menorah. It wasn't the beautiful menorah, gold menorah of the Beis HaMikdash. You know why? Because the menorah was tamei. It was a simple wooden menorah. And our great Rebbe advanced because Chanukah is all about recognizing, even in spirituality, but in all parts of life, Kiner Hashem Nishmas Adam. The Neiros of Chanukah represent the celebration of the neshama of mitzvos, and the neshama of our existence. And therefore, it took place without any exterior facade. Even the gold menorah of the Beis HaMikdash, which was holy, wasn't used. It needed to be done in absolute simplicity. And Rav Meir Twersky added to the question that we mentioned, it's within 10 tefachim of the ground, because a Chanukah is all about not taking that which man glorifies and is obviously spiritual. Chanukah is all about taking the area where people don't notice the pnimius, where people don't notice the Kedusha, and finding Kedusha inside of that. And therefore, we could add to what our Rabbeim said, that's why there is no Isser Melacha. You're supposed to go through your daily routine, except when the candles are lit, but the rest of the time, the light of Chanukah is supposed to light up your daily life, is supposed to light up those things that seem to be chitzon, that seem to have exterior, and to see that there's really pnimius. I mentioned in the past the story with the policeman. There was once a city that had decided to do something fascinating as far as encouraging good driving. Most cities, what do? They give you a ticket if you don't drive properly. They decide that they're going to travel behind. A cop is going to travel behind somebody, watch them for 10 minutes, and if they drive properly, then they'll give them a cash voucher of $200. So sure enough, the cop is driving behind somebody, and he's driving properly. He pulls him over to the side, and he said, "Sir, I want to surprise you with something." Usually when the cop turns on his lights, oh no. So he said, "I want to surprise you. I'm pulling you over. I want you to watch you driving for 10 minutes. You deserve a voucher." He's writing out for him the check. He says, "By the way, what are you going to do with the money?" So the guy says, "I'm going to buy myself a license." So the policeman says, "What?" His wife is sitting next to him. He says, "Don't listen to him, he's drunk." "What do you say?" the cop says. The guy in the back realizes they're now really in trouble. So he says, "How could he be drunk if he just stole the car?" Cop says, "Everybody out of the car." Pulls the car over to the side. A kid jumps out of the trunk and he says, "Have we crossed the border yet?" Sometimes what you looks like you're seeing on the outside is really not at all what's going on the inside. The cop thinks that he's pulling him over to give him a voucher. There's really something else that's going on. Rabosai, the avoda of Chanukah, and we're going to get to even the avoda, the Parshas HaShavua as well, is for us to ask ourselves if we're tapping in enough to the pnimius in Avodas Hashem. Some of you are already beginning to think about careers. How much of your efforts and thoughts have been put into how your careers will bring you a greater pnimius to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Being a doctor, a businessman, an accountant, whatever it might be, have you really spent time thinking about not only the path, the chitzon, but how that's going to bring you to a place of greater pnimius? And let's not run so fast away from yeshiva. Let's come back to yeshiva. Everybody here, Baruch Hashem, is growing. You're learning how to read Gemara better. You're learning how to interact better with your friends. You're learning how to be better people. You're going through a process. But do you have a sense of goal of how that's going to transform your pnimius? Or are we just going through the chitzonius of spirituality? Are we focusing on the gold menorah? Or are we also at time asking ourselves to think about Kiner Hashem Nishmas Adam, what's going on deep inside in the pnimius? That's the avodah of Chanukah. The great Rebbe of Kamarna took this a step deeper in terms of bitachon in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In this week's parasha, what does it mean that Yaakov Avinu wins against an angel? Vayachalo, he overcame him. How do you overcome an angel? an angel who is supernatural. How do you overcome him? Says the Kamarna Rebbe, the answer to that lies in a cryptic medrash that many of you know. It's a great Shlomo Kalbach song. Vayivoser Yaakov livado vayovek yishimo. Adalos ha-shachar zok tehelig medrash. V'niskov Hashem levadoi bayoyim ahu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to be alone one day. Obviously, it's a parallel over here. Vayivoser Yaakov levado. Yaakov is alone. And v'niskov Hashem levado. But Yaakov is not Hashem. Hashem is not Yaakov. What's the medrash saying when it says, and the pasuk says Hashem one day will be alone? What's the medrash saying? It doesn't make anybody any sense. That's the Kalbach song. It's a Kalbach song, sometimes are very deep. He's putting the medrash together, right? Vasa Yaakov Levado, and Vinisko Hashem Levado. It's a medrash. What does the medrash mean? We sing it, we don't know what the medrash means. Says the Rebbe of Kamarna, you know why Yaakov was able to overcome something that was supernatural? Because he was alone, not with the Malach. He was alone because he didn't see that supernatural angel. He saw God behind it. When a person sees that the challenges that he faces, whatever they might be, that God is really behind them, then he'll be able to overcome anything, even a supernatural angel. But Levi Yitzchak Bardichev has such a beautiful, holy Hasidish mashal. Such a beautiful mashal. What my Rebbe said is pure Hasidus, even Kabbalah. Says Rabbi Levi Yitzchak, such a beautiful mashal. A father, deep in Russia, wants to teach his child how to be able to deal with the challenges of a deep Russian forest. He brings him out into the cold forest, he disappears, and he dresses up like a bear. And he comes out with bear fur, and he begins to menace the four-year-old child. He wants the child to learn how to survive, to become stronger. And the child recognizes. He says, Tata, Tata, Father, I know it's you. It's not a bear. You don't need to scare me. I know you're behind. Zakhar Levi Yitzchak. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us challenges. But if we say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's the chitzonius. But I realize, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, lo ira raki ato imadi. I'm not afraid because you're behind it. It's you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's you, my Father. It's you that wants to bring out the best from me. It's you that I see that's the pnimius of the struggle of chitzon. Vayishlach in Chanukah. Then HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, ah, there's no need anymore. Because you've understood and you've become great through the challenges and understanding that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is behind everything. Rabosai, we have two avodos from tonight. One is for us to ask ourselves in our daily lives, the time of Hanukkah asks, are we lighting up that which the world sees as mundane? Are we lighting up our routine? Do we see the pnimius in it? Do we have deeper goals? And then Parshas Vayishlach, the Rebbe Levi Yitzchak Bardichev asks us to ask ourselves, if we've begun to think about pnimius, then every single one of life's challenges becomes something that's entirely different. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying, do you see the pnimius in those challenges? Rachel Frankel, whose mother is the mother of Naftali, was killed al Kiddush Hashem, she said so beautifully, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us, when we go through Yisurim, and there isn't a person here who doesn't have challenges in life. It's definitional. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when we have challenges, wants us to ask not lama, not why, but lema, for what? Das heis pnimius. That's called pnimius. For what, HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Father, why are you hiding behind? Lo ira raki atei madi. I know that you're behind it. Now, what am I going to do to make myself better from those challenges? Where am I going to take those challenges which are pure chitzonius and turn them into pnimius? In the cold winter, where Hanukkah always falls out, that's our avodah. May we zocha to light up the ner Hashem nishmas adam that's inside of us. and be able to be Mekadesh Shem Shamayim, that our Maisim should be one, that the Gemara in Yuma says, Yehei Shem Shamayim Mishayiv Al Yodcha, that not only are your actions one that follow Halacha, but that the entire world sees the Pnimius, sees the Shem Hashem in everything that we do. May we zocha to be able to accomplish that a little bit more in this beautiful Yom Tov of Chanukah.